We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sam Hentges with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Sam, we appreciate you joining us, especially on the night you're making your first Major League start. You must be so excited.
Definitely. Thank you guys for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, I mean, what's it like? Obviously, you've been with the club, but now you're getting a chance to make a start tonight. What's going through your head about that right now?
I think it's just it's a good opportunity for me to, kind of build on the performances I've had coming out of the pen, and just want to go out there and get as many outs as possible and put the team in a good position to win the game.
Yeah, a lot of career milestones for you. You know, you got showered with beer after your first big league win, which I heard a story. You didn't know it was your first win until Tristan McKenzie told you. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I was out there pitching, or I was actually warming up in the bullpen, and we were down, I believe it was 3-1. And then Franmil hit a 3-run bomb, so we were up 4-3. And that didn't really click because I was kind of getting ready to go in the game. And then I come out of the game, and I believe it's 5-3. I understood that we were winning the game, but I completely forgot that had we finished a game with the win, it would have been my first win. So, yeah, Tristan reminded me when I got back into the clubhouse, and it was a very cool moment.
Sam, this is a very young team, especially in the pitching staff, right, across the pitching staff, rotation, bullpen. Is there, you know, not a lot of veterans on this team? It feels like Shane Bieber is the veteran leader on the in the rotation, and he's barely been in the big leagues. But compared to the rest of you, he's been here a while. I mean, who do you turn to when you're looking for that veteran ear to bend?
There's a couple guys, like you said. I mean, it's Shane Bieber. He definitely is one of the leaders in the clubhouse, even though he hasn't been here for a ton of years, but he's definitely a leader. There's a couple guys in the bullpen, Brian Shaw, Nick Whitgren. Those are also guys that I've turned to as far as advice and kind of just helping me transition from the minors to the majors.
Did the Indians tell you one way or another, like, is this your role now, or is this a start-by-start basis?
I think it's just an opportunity for now, and I'm just excited to have this opportunity and be in this position, but I'm just going to try to go out there and put the team in a position to win.
We're talking with Sam Hentges, rookie pitcher, making his first major league start tonight, not his first appearance. But, Sam, let's go back to last year a little bit. Obviously, it was very challenging. You know, there was no minor league system. What was that like for you to have to deal with, you know, I mean, everybody was dealing with COVID. We still are to some degree, but not being able to pitch in an organized league last year, you know, after you'd been in the minors for a number of years. How tough was that to kind of stay prepared for this year?
We had, I believe it was like 25 or 30 guys over in East Lake, Ohio at the Lake County Captains affiliate at the alternate site there. So we had other guys in the organization that were upper level guys. There were some younger guys there as well, but just being able to be there and face professional hitters was definitely helpful, because I know a lot of the other minor league guys were kind of just training at home. Yep. And not being able to face hitters all summer long, and then they got to come in and kind of make that or get back to it. in spring this year. So it was definitely nice to have that alternate site last year and the opportunity to play in simulated games. It was a little bit difficult because you were facing your teammates all the time, and it was very repetitive. But again, it was just nice to get out there and face professional hitters routinely.
Now, Sam, there's not like a massive age gap between me and you. You're 24, I'm 32. But when I was growing up, if we had a 6'6 lefty, like you, I mean, you idolized Randy Johnson. Like that was the guy, right? Was that the same case for you? Like, who did you pick on as a young kid growing up when you realized that you were, you know, way taller than everybody else, and also a southpaw, and like, hey, this is something unique.
I grew up a Twins fan because I'm from Minnesota.
Johan Santana.
It was Johan Santana. And, I always loved watching him pitch growing up. I actually wasn't really a pitcher until later in my high school career. I played a little bit of first base, so I liked hitting a little bit, and I also liked Torrey Hunter. I liked watching him play. He was probably one of my favorites growing up.
We actually had Torrey Hunter on our show recently. It was really a lot of fun chatting with him. He was a hell of a player. Do you miss hitting?
Not really. I mean, I do. I'd love to get in there. And I mean, it's a little bit different going from Minnesota high school pitching to big league pitching. And I don't know if I can make that adjustment very quickly.
Sam, he's trying to raise your value. He wants you to become Shohei Ohtani, okay?
Yeah, what do you think? Can you do that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I can hit like that.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy that he can hit, like he can pitch. Yeah, obviously he's had some injuries that has affected his pitching more than his hitting, but like that's pretty crazy that he can do that.
Definitely. Okay. I think he's one of the most talented baseball players ever, especially in today's game, being able to do both. And just on a day-to-day basis, as far as getting in a rotation role and being on that routine, as well as being a hitter and working on that. So he's kind of doing two things at once, and it's pretty crazy to see.
We're talking with Sam Henches, Indian starting pitcher, making his big league starting debut tonight. Sam, transitioning from the minors, you know, a couple of years ago, you're pitching in the Penn League, right, in front of, 4,000 people at Mahoning Valley or whatever it might be, and Lynchburg. I mean, you didn't pitch in AAA. Obviously, you probably would have last year. You pitched in Akron, I know, in 2019. But going – and I know the crowds aren't full yet at these stadiums. But what's that like, you know, going from AA, A-ball, to pitching in big league stadiums? How does that feel? Like, being on the mound, does it feel any different?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the feel of everything – is a little bit different. It's something that you work for your whole life, and it's basically your main goal. Growing up and watching guys on the TV, you're like, I want to be there someday. So it is a little bit different. Like you said, the stadiums aren't filled up. So it's not, I mean, it's still definitely a different feel as far as the stadium, and you've got that third deck and you're playing in stadiums that you grew up watching games at on TV and stuff like that. But it's the same game. The mound is still the same distance. But it's very cool. It's been an awesome experience for me so far.
Are you having family out tonight? What's your crowd look like? Because you've had a lot of career milestones recently. Are they continuing to travel and make their way all across the country for you?
Yeah, some of my family members are coming out tonight. From Minnesota. So they made the drive down. My fiance and her dad are flying out from Los Angeles. So they'll be here as well.
We're talking with Indian starting pitcher Sam Henches. Sam, obviously it's been overall for the team, been an up and down season. You guys are around 500. What's it been like, you know, in the dugout, in the locker room? How's the atmosphere of the club right now in a month into the season?
It's been great. I mean, the guys, again, I've only been here for a couple of weeks and wasn't with the team at the beginning. But the atmosphere is great. I think there's been those leaders that I talked about a little bit earlier that have helped me, kind of make the transition and feel welcome on this team. So I think, I mean, we got a tight-knit group of guys. Everybody's pulling for each other all the time. And it really is a good atmosphere, good chemistry.
Is Tito crazier than you thought he'd be?
No, Tito's awesome. I love Tito. He's very fun to talk to, and he's one of the legends in the game. So it's definitely an honor to play for him.
If there was a wrestling match between Franmil Reyes and any two other members of the Indians, who would win?
Franmil.
Franmil would take out two guys. Doesn't matter who they are, right?
He's one of the biggest human beings I've ever seen. I'm a fairly large individual myself, yeah. And he makes me feel pretty small. So he's a big boy.
Yeah. Sam, what's it like getting to watch, since you've been in the big leagues, getting to watch Jose Ramirez play every day?
Unbelievable. He's one of the premier hitters in the game, one of the premier players in the game, and just kind of watching how he handles himself in the locker room day in and day out. He puts together phenomenal at-bats and really is another one of the leaders on this team.
Tito said he's underrated. You think he's underrated?
Absolutely. He's very, very underrated. Although kind of watching how pitchers have attacked him recently, I think they're starting to understand how good he really is. And I've seen him getting walked a little bit more often, and I know he doesn't like walking. But he's a phenomenal player, and it's nice to have him on our team.
Sam, great stuff, man. We wish you the best of luck. Congrats on getting to the big leagues, and congrats on making your major league debut as a starter tonight. We'll be rooting for you. Appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, good luck tonight.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.